We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Lamed Dalet. We've been learning this topic now for a while. This halacha is based on Chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And Rav Nosson Zal got into a discussion a little bit about the holidays, and he's going to clarify it now a little bit more, specifically related to Pesach, the Jews leaving Egypt. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why the rabbis tell us, Bizchus arbo dvorim nigalu Yisrael. Because of the merit of four things that the Jews did when they were in Egypt, they were redeemed, they were taken out of the exile. Number one, Shelo Shinu es Shmom. They retained their Hebrew names. They did not change their names into secular names. Number two, Veloy Shinu es Lashonam. They did not change their language. They maintained the language that they were speaking before going down to Egypt. Number three, Vahoyu Gidurim min ha'aroyos. And number four, Umin Avodah Zarah. And they were careful to avoid committing sins between men and women, illegal, improper marriages, improper relationships, and also avoiding idol worship. Now in parentheses here, there's a comment, Omar HaMesader, the one who organized the publishing of this sefer, the printing of it, writes, Kvar mevoyer biyoredeya hilchas dam halocha aleph, Rav Nosson Zal has already explained in Likutei Halachos Yoredeya hilchas dam, the first halocha, Sha'al yispalei hama'ayin ma shechoyshev gam haschus shel prishas avodah zarah, that those that are learning this now should not be troubled by the fact that Rav Nosson Zal lists one of the merits, the fact that the Jews avoided idol worship at the time. Asher nimtza bekama mekoymois b'divar abesenez alefach mizeh, despite the fact that we find in several places in the teaching of our rabbis, they tell us contrary. They tell us that the Jews did succumb to idol worship in Egypt. Avol nimtza mevoyer b'medrash rabbah b'midbar parsha gimel. However, if you'll take a look in Medrash Rabbah on Bamidbar, the third parsha, Parsha Gimel, Al Posuk Moitzi Asirim Bakoishorois, where the Medrash explains that posuk, Shebizchus Haksherim Shebohem, Sheloyovdo Avayezora, Ayidezen Nigalu, that in the merit of those religious Jews who did not succumb to idol worship, the Jews were zecher to be taken out of Egypt. Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Nimtze, if you read that carefully, you will understand she'elu v'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, that these two contradictory statements, in some places the rabbis tell us that the Jews did worship idols in Egypt, and in other places they tell us that they didn't, that both are correct. Shenigalu gam b'schus prishas avodah zarah, that one of the merits that helped the Jews leave Egypt was the fact that some of them remained strong and steadfast and did not succumb to idol worship. Now he adds another note here, ato motzosi oid b'medrash rabbah hanal parsh yud gimel, that recently I found another source in the Medrash Rabbah of Bamidbar, Parsha Yud Gimel, where it writes there, Shekol Hashloisha Shvotim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Lo Yovdu Avodah Zarah, that three out of the 12 tribes, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, did not engage in idol worship. V'lochein Zochu Limonois Liatzmon B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is why the Medrash says these three are listed separately when the Torah speaks about the Jews leaving Egypt. Ayin Shom, look over there in Medrash Rabbah, Bamidbar, Parsh Yud Gimel, where the Medrash expounds on this. Hare Mavur Kshoit Amorav Zal. So the one who's organizing the publishing of this, one of Rav Nosson Zal's students, says, so you see that Rav Nosson Zal's words are accurate. shegam bischus prishas avodah zara niglu, that one of the major merits upon which the Jews were released from Egypt was the fact that some of them were zoche to be strong and not to succumb to idol worship. Ki kol elu harbo dvorim heimoyrim al goydel harotzoin shehoyolem tomid lashem yizborach gam bihiyosem eretz Mitzrayim. Now we're continuing with the words of Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because all four of these items that are listed all are a display of tremendous desire for Hashem that the Jews displayed even while they were in Egypt. They showed this strong rotzoin for Hashem, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how all four of these things are tied into rotzoin, will, willpower, and strong desire. The first one that was listed was that they did not change their names. Ki Hashem hu bechinas rotzoin. Because the name of a person is an expression of the will of the person, the desire of the person. Shehu hanefesh, which is the soul. Shehu l'shoin rotzoin kanal, which, as we learned earlier, the Hebrew word for soul, nefesh, means desire. And the name is a display of the soul. V'zehu b'chinas Hashem, b'chinas nefesh chayo hu shemoi. And this is what the name is, because there's a pasuk that says that the soul of a living thing is its name. The name is very, very special. K'moy shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places in Likutei Moran. V'alkein shmoi b'gematria rotzoin kemuva. And this is why the Hebrew word shmoi, his name, when the pasuk says Hashem echod u'shmoi echod, his name, the word shmoi is b'gematria rotzoin, as is brought. So we see again a connection between the name and the desire. V'ze b'chinas l'shimcha u'lezichrcha tavas nefesh. And this is also what's shown in the pasuk, which says, Hashem, for your name and for your remembrance, our soul desires, our soul craves. So again, we see the connection between taiva. Taiva is another word for rotzoin. Taiva and nefesh mean rotzoin, and they're associated with l'shimcha, the shame. V'chol echot miYisrael kefi sharoshoi barotzoin hu'elyoin, and each and every single Jew, based on how that person is rooted in the heavenly rotzoin, shehu shoyresh kol nishmas Yisrael, which is the source of all Jewish souls, Kemoikein Yeshloi Shem Yisraeli. Corresponding to that, the person has a Jewish name. The name of a person reflects that person's connection to the heavenly Rotzin, to the will of Hashem. Ukemoikein Tzorech Lehizgaber Tomid Lohoir Al Shmoi Venafshoi Heoras HaRotzin. And relative to that, a Jew has to strive throughout his entire life to shine into his name and into his soul the light of Rotzoin, the heavenly light of the will of Hashem, Shemishom Shoiresh Nafsho Yishmoi, which is the source where our soul and name is plugged in, is rooted. Vese Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why our rabbis tell us, Lo'oilom Yilmoi Dodom B'mokoim Sheliboi Chofetz. A person should learn in a place where his heart desires. Note, chofetz, desire, rotzoin. Person should learn where they want to learn and what they want to learn. Obviously, within certain guidelines. If a person doesn't know anything about Torah and they're going to decide for themselves what they learn and where they learn, they're probably going to end up upside down and inside out. They'll probably have complete failure in the study of Torah if they don't get any guidance. We're talking about a person who's familiar with Torah, who knows Torah, well. And that person has a choice of what they should be learning at a particular time. There, one of the factors, one of the major factors that plays a role in making that decision is what the person wants, what the person feels a desire for. Ki mekoyim ha-toyro shelibo'y chofetz b'yoyser, shom shoyresh nafsho yishmoy. Because the section of Torah which a person's heart is drawn to, which they feel a strong desire for, it's very likely that that's where that person's soul and name is rooted. That that person's soul and name have a connection to that portion of Torah, that part of Torah. V'alkein, and this will also explain a very important item in Yiddishkeit, that the Torah tells us, achar misosoi, after a Jew passes away, shoyalin esodom mashmoi. One of the first questions that the person is asked when they come up to heaven after they leave this world is, what is your name? Why? Is it because they don't know, they don't have records? Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki klolius ha-toiro hu bechinas rotzoin, because the entire Torah is rotzoin. And again, the word rotzoin has several meanings. Rotzoin means will. The Torah is an expression of the will of Hashem. Hashem's rotzoin is found in the Torah, number one. Number two, a person's willingness to go with Hashem, a person's desire for Hashem, has to be connected to the Torah. A person can say, Hashem, I want you, I want you, I want you. They can say it from today till tomorrow and be totally disconnected from Hashem if they don't connect with the Torah. The Torah is where Hashem gives us the ability to connect directly with Him, to match our will to His will, our desire to what Hashem wants. So, Klolius HaTorah hu bechinas rotzoin, shehu bechinas shmoy kanal, which is the name of Hashem. The Torah is the display of all of the names of Hashem. V'alkein Yisroel b'mitzrayim, sheloi posku retzoino milichsof l'Hashem Yisborach, and therefore, the Jews, even while we were in Egypt, where even though we were in such a place of tumah, impurity and filth and all kinds of terrible things, we did not stop our strong yearning for Hashem, our strong desire for Hashem. Alkein loishinu eshmom. This will explain why we did not change our names. Sheze moire al goydel harotzein dikdusha. Because the name is an expression of the desire, the holy desire, the desire for holiness, the desire to be attached to Hashem. When the name is a name of holiness, of Torah. Vaideze zochu lageula. And by the fact that our rotzain for Hashem was strong and powerful, that's what allowed us to be redeemed. Lotzeis me'avdus l'cheirus. To be taken out of slavery into freedom. Shehu bechina seora sarotzen kanal. Which we learned earlier, freedom is an example of rotzain, will. Freedom is where I can do what I want. Slavery is where my will is crushed. My will is taken away from me. I have no will. I'm forced to do what somebody else wants me to do. Freedom is ratzon. And the ratzon of Hashem in this case. V'alkein, elu hu apikursim hashchichim achshav. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why those people who deny Hashem completely and deny the tzaddikim, they don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in tzaddikim, they don't believe in the Torah, who are prevalent today. Rav Nosson Zal wrote this almost 200 years ago, and during his time was the beginning of the reform movement, the conservative movement, where apikursim within the Jewish borders, there were Jews who were taking a position of denying Hashem, denying the authenticity of the Torah, especially the oral Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, and denying the truth of the true tzaddikim, Sheheim Poikmim Barotzon Kanal, they are against the Rotzon of Hashem, they are the opposite of Rotzon, al kein al piroiv he mishanem eshmom. This is why the majority of them, one of the things that they do is they change their names. They don't want to have Jewish-sounding names. The koyren esatzmon b'hakinuyim horoim shekinu lahem, and they call themselves by different names that they've chosen to take upon themselves. Oy lohem, oy lenafshem. Woe is to them and woe is to their souls. Bevadai lo yizku lagula im lo yashuvu. These people will definitely not be taken out of exile if they don't repent, if they don't correct their ways. Ki gam b'mitzrayim hoyu rishoyim shelo yizochu lagula. Because when it came to Egypt also, there were evil, wicked people, Jews, who were not taken out of Egypt, who were not redeemed. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinu Zal al Pasuk v'chamu shemolu, as the Gemara tells us, regarding the Pasuk which describes those that left Egypt, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, echod mechamesh meyos, one out of 500 Jews left Egypt. 499 out of 500 did not leave Egypt. They died, they were buried in Egypt with the Egyptians. So the people shouldn't be alarmed by the statistics today of how many Jews, how few Jews are Orthodox, how few Jews are observant. What do you mean? The majority of... the majority could end up nowhere. The majority could drown in the darkness of exile, could find themselves not being taken out of exile, not being redeemed, unless they repent, unless they choose to change their ways. Next, number two. V'zehu sheloishinu es l'shoinam. And this is why the Medrash and the Gemara say the second merit was that they did not change their language, that the Jews retained their Jewish language. They did not adopt the Egyptian language. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzon digdusha, shehu hanefesh hu bahadibur. Because one of the greatest expressions of a person's holy will and holy desire, which is the soul, is in speech, in how a person speaks. Bebechinas nafshi yotzo bedabroi. As the pasuk says, my soul goes forth in my words, in my speech. K'may shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in many places. V'alkein, loshen hakoidesh shel Yisrael, moire al harotzoin digdusha, bechinas nefesh. And therefore, the holy language of the Jewish people is an expression of our desire for holiness, the soul. She'ikar hizgaluso hu bahadibur hakodesh, where one of the clearest ways that the Jewish soul expresses itself is in words of holiness, in words of Torah, words of tefillah. Shehu bechinas loshna kodesh, which is the holy language of the Jews. Ki haloshoin hi kulmus halev, because the speech of a person is the pen with which a person's heart writes. V'chol echod kefi ritzoinoi sheyeshloi, and each and every person according to the desire that they have. Im toiv, whether they desire good things, oy lehem lehefach, or they desire bad things. K'moikein yecholin lohovin v'lishmoya midiburav. You can hear it in what the person says, if they're being honest, obviously. Sheheim hizgalus hanefesh. The words are where a person expresses what they want and what they don't want. Shehu harotzain, which is, again, the soul is the desire of the person. V'alkein losh nakoidesh ubechinas rotz nikdusha. And therefore, our holy language is an expression of our holy desires. V'alkein bozeh sheloishinu es l'shoinam. And therefore, by the choosing not to give up their language. V'chol diburam hoyu diburim kidoshim. And all of their words, everything they spoke about was about holiness, about faith in Hashem, about serving Hashem, about bebechinas loshna kodesh, Boze choiru al goidel ritzoinam hakodosh leskarv lashem yisborach. That's how the Jews displayed their holy desire to come close to Hashem. That we don't want to assimilate with the Egyptians. We don't want to park here. We don't want to stay here permanently. We're only visitors here. We're tourists here. We're prisoners here. The second the door opens to release us, we're out of here. Those Jews who showed that, those Jews were zeicher that the door did open for them and they did leave. Number three, v'zehu shohi gedurim min. V'zehu shohi gedurim min ha'aroyos min avodah zara. And this is why the last two items listed are the fact that the Jews were zeicher to refrain from joining the Egyptians in illicit relationships, unkosher relationships between men and women, and avoiding idol worship. Ki avodah zarah hu kfirus, because idol worship is a form of denying Hashem. Shehu pigam haratzon, that's wanting the wrong things. Ki ikar he'oras haratzon hu al yedei emuna. Because one of the main ways that a Jew draws upon himself that light of Ratzon, the goodwill of Hashem, is through faith. Shema'aminim shehakol b'ritzoinoi levad kanal. Where a Jew believes that everything is a display of the will of Hashem. Shezeu hepech avodah zarah u'kfiras, which is the opposite of idol worship and atheism. And this is why the Medrash says that we had boundaries, we fenced ourselves in not to participate, not to join the Egyptians in their idol worship. Because by a person allowing themselves to partake in the desires of the Sitra Achra, how is that? The desires, the materialistic desires of this world. Fashion, all the way of the world, the things that the materialistic world engages in. Through that, nifgam harotzein digdusha kanal. A person harms their desire for holiness. Can't be on both sides of the fence at the same time. A person chooses, I want holiness, I want Hashem, I want Torah, I want mitzvahs. Or I want the other side, which is the materialistic desires of this world. And each and every person, to the degree that they allow themselves to slip into and to get involved and engaged in pursuing the desires, the materialistic desires of this world, to that degree, that person is lacking in, becomes deficient in, and defecting in wanting holiness. It's either or. V'hoikar, out of all the desires of this world, out of all the materialistic desires, the one that a person has to try the most to block themselves, to fence themselves in, is ligdor atzmoi mitayvas niyuf. Is to fence, to close himself off and to fence himself in from the illegal desire for women, the wrong type of desire for women. Sheshom ikar hisgabrus harotzain de sitra achra. That's where the desire of the sitra achra is strongest. The yetzahara, the evil inclination, puts the strongest efforts into pulling a Jew into taivas niyuf, because he knows that's the thing that can disconnect a person most from holiness, from Hashem, from tzaddikim. V'alkein, and therefore the pasuk says in Mishlei, noyef isha chasar leiv, a person who commits sins with women is lacking in their heart. Ki nechsar v'nifgam etzloi halev, because that person's heart becomes deficient, Shehu Rotzon Dikdusha Shebalev Kol Echad Miyisrael. What do we mean by the heart? We mean the desire for Hashem, the desire for holiness, the desire for Torah and good things in the heart becomes decreased when a person engages, slides into the wrong type of desire for women. Shehu nechsar v'nifgam al yidei taivas niyuf. The rotzayn of kedusha becomes lessened and spoiled as a result of taivas niyuf. V'alkein, and therefore, kfirus v'niyuf tluyim zebozeh, kamo shekosav rabbeinu zal b'makom acher. Denial of Hashem and sins with women are very much attached to and dependent on each other. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places, in chapter 23 in Likut Imran and in other places. Kiho b'ho talya, because these two are connected and dependent on each other. Kifi ma shegoyder atzma mitayva sniyuf, to the degree that a Jew blocks himself and removes himself from the wrong type of desire and pursuit for women, kemoikein zeiche l'rotzayn dikdusha. To that degree, that person will be zeiche to desire holiness, shehu b'china semuna kanal, which is all about faith in Hashem, v'chein lehepach, and so to the opposite. The more a person allows themselves to fall into sins between men and women, the more that person will lose their desire for holiness, for Hashem, and the more that person will lose their faith in Hashem, and faith in tzaddikim, and faith in the Torah. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shekol elu horabo dvorim, that all four of these items that are listed, the not changing the name, not changing the language, avoiding sins with women and idol worship, heim bechinas harotzayin dikdusha, they are all directly related to the person's desire for holiness. Shaydei elu horabo dvorim, so that through these four things, Shaloishinu Eshmam, that the Jews did not change their name, did not change their language. Boze heru goidel hishtoike kushuvahem v'oitzam retzoinam digdusha l'skarv l'ashem yisborach. Through these things, they showed their great longing and yearning and desire to come close to Hashem. When a Jew changes his name to take on a secular name, or he stops speaking the language of the Jews, he starts speaking the secular language, or engages in the other two things, idol worship, lack of faith in Hashem, and sins with women, that person shows that they're moving, they don't want Hashem, they want something else. They're trading in Hashem for something else. They're I don't want to be a Jew, I want to assimilate, chas v'shalom. And when the Jews refused, when the Jews held on to these four things, as a result of holding on to these four things, the Jews show that their rotzayin was solid, their desire for Hashem was solid, therefore they were zochah to leave Egypt, to leave slavery and to go to freedom, ulekabelas haTorah, and to accept the Torah, shekol zehu bechinas seoras harotzayin, all of that is the concept of this light of Rotzayim. V'chol zeh hoya b'schus Yosef HaTzadik. And the Jews were able to accomplish all of this in the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, who went to Egypt way before them, more than 20 years before Yaakov Avinu and the other sons went down to Egypt. Yosef HaTzadik went down to Egypt at the age of 17 years old and was strong in his desire for Hashem and passed test after test. He prepared, he laid the groundwork to make it possible for the Jews, despite the fact that they were in the center of the worst tumah, to be able to hold on to that desire for Hashem, not to let their desire for Hashem be lessened in any way, but rather to intensify, to show that even in secular surroundings, even in Egypt, we are Jews and we're proud of it. We're not ashamed of it at all. We're not looking to hide our Jewishness. We retain our Jewish names and language, and we're solid in our faith in Hashem, and we're solid in our social behavior. We socialize with Jews only. So this is how we see how the holiday of Pesach, which celebrates leaving Egypt, is all about Ratzon D'Kedusha. Next, Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, Hu Bechinas Moshe, is all about Moshe Rabbeinu, She'oz Kiblu Yisrael Es HaTorah Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, because on Shavuos we receive the Torah via Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Rabbeinu Zal brings from the Rekeach that the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Bigematria 613. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. And 611 out of 613 mitzvahs we received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Tof Reish Vav Hei, 611, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Hashem gave us the first two of the Ten Commandments. Shehu Klolius HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the entire Torah. V'oz Nizgal Aleihem Kizokein Molei Rachmim. And on the holiday of Shavuos, Hashem revealed himself to us in the form of an old man full of kindness. Bechinas Raiva Derivin, which corresponds to that level called Raiva Derivin, Rotzen Shebretzinus, the highest level of desire and goodwill towards us. We know the highest level of goodwill is the will of the grandparents or the great-grandparents towards the child. V'alkein Shavuos hu bechinas Shabbos kamuva. And this is also why the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus draw the parallel between Shavuos, which is at the end of 7 weeks, and Shabbos, which is at the end of 7 days. Ki b'Shavuos, oz hu bechina shemekashrin kol haretzoynos l'shoyrish haretzoyn. Because on the holiday of Shavuos is when we take all of our desires and plug it into the source of all desire, which is the Torah, which is Hashem. Lebechinas Raiva Derivin, to that highest level of Ratzon, Shemeir B'Shavuos, which shines on the holiday of Shavuos, Shu Bechinas Moshe, which is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like it shines on Shabbos at Mincha. That great light that we connect with Shabbos at Mincha time, that great light is available and prevalent on the holiday of Shavuos. Paragraph Lamed Hey, Ubavoinoisenu Horabim, and unfortunately, due to our great sins, Afal Pi Shezochu Yisroel Kabbalas HaTorah B'Shavuos, even though we receive the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos, Vezochu Leheoras Raiva Derivin, and we were zochu to that great light of Rotzon Sheberetzonos, Afal Pikein, despite that, Achar Kach Hoyom HaShoya, right after receiving that super great light and super bright light, we fell big time. Ki pogmu be'emunas harotzoin, because we ended up messing up in our faith in that everything is the will of Hashem. Va'ovdu avodah zarah, we worshipped idols. Va'asu esu egel, we were involved in the golden calf. Shekol ze hoya al yedei hisgabrus meitzach hanochosh. All of this was able to happen as a result of the fact that the power of the snake, the great power of the snake, took over. Shehu zua masanochash, that's the tumah of the snake. Shehem ho erev rav, which was displayed by the erev rav. Shehiz gabru al Yisrael, they overpowered the Jews. Vehitu oisam, and caused us to make a mistake. Ad shepogmu b'shoyre sharotzen, b'meitzach harotzen, to the point where even though we were on such a high level at the time that we received the Torah, on the level of meitzach harotzen, we fell as a result of the meitzach hanochosh, v'ovdu avodah zarah, and we participated in worshipping idols. Shehu b'chinas kfirus, which is denial of Hashem, pegam harotzen, it's the opposite of rotzen. V'alkein hisgabru berishusam v'nikbitzu al aharon daiko. And this is why the Erev Rav used their influence and power to go against Aharon HaKoyen. Ki Aharon hu bechinas meitzach harotzoin. Because Aharon HaKoyen symbolized the meitzach harotzoin, that level that Rabbeinu Zal defines in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Aharon HaKohen is the Meitzach HaRotzoyim. K'may Shekosov ba'Aharon HaKohen, as the Torah says about Aharon HaKohen, V'hoyo al mitzchoy l'rotzoyim, that he wore the tzitz on his forehead, he wore that special gold plate that had the words Kodesh Lashem inscribed on it, and the Torah uses the term Metzach HaRotzoyim about Aharon HaKohen. Kihem pogmuaz b'metzach HaRotzoyim kanal, because by the Erev Rav, instigating idol worship and other sins at that time, that was the pigam in the Metzach HaRotzoyim, which was Aharon HaKohen. Ad shenoga ha-pigam gam b'moyshe, to the point where the sin, the tumah at the time, was able even to affect Moshe Rabbeinu. K'may Shekosov, as the Torah says, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech raid, go away, go down. The Meforshim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the 50th level at the time. 50 is the word lech, lamed chof. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, lech raid, go down from the 50th level. If the Jews fall, you fall with them. The Jews go down, you have to go down with them. Ki Moshe shoroshoi bebechinas raiva de raivin kanal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is rooted in that highest level, which is called Raiva de Raiven, Rotzen Sheberetzoinois. V'hapigam shelohem higia at shoyre sharotzoim. And their sin, the idol worship that they did at that time, reached all the way up to the shoyre sharotzoim. At shehigia pigam lemoshe, to the point where it affected Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu bi'atzmoi bechina shoyre sharotzoin, who is the shoyre sharotzoin. V'alkein, and therefore, miyoim she'osu eso egel, from that day where they made the golden calf, shehu shivosar b'tamuz, which was the 17th of Tammuz, upogmu oz barotzoin, and they, because as a result of that sin, they defiled, they messed up the Rotzoin. They did not, their desire was no longer for Hashem. They chose something instead of Hashem. Nigzar oz al churban beis hamikdash. That was the beginning of the decree to destroy the beis hamikdash. K'mayshom rabbi seinu zal, as the Gemara tells us, shehagzeiro shenigzar al yedei amaraglim, that the decree which Hashem finalized when the spies came back and gave their bad negative report about Eretz Yisrael, when Hashem said, Atem bechisem bechiyah shel kichinam, you Jews are crying for nothing? You're crying because I want to give you ice cream? You're crying because I want to give you chocolate cake? You're crying because I want to give you Eretz Yisrael, which is the best of the best of everything? Hashem said, I'll give you what to cry. This day of Tisha B'Av is going to be designated as a day for crying. That decree which was finalized on Tisha B'Av, Hischila really began Miyoyim She'osu Esoegel, on Shivasar B'Tamuz, on the day when they made the golden calf. Shemeoz Hischilu Kol Hagzeros Rachmona Letzlan. That's when all of those harsh decrees of Tisha B'Av really began. K'may Shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Chumash, ubeyoim pokti ufokadati, that as a result of this sin of the golden calf, any time the Jews make a wrong move, I will take my anger for that wrong move and I'll add it on to the anger of the golden calf and I'll punch you with both of them together, Hashem said. Because as we learned earlier, the Beis Hamikdash was a center of Ratzon. The Beis Hamikdash was where the Jews displayed their desire for Hashem, and where Hashem showered us with His goodwill. All the blessings and everything came from the Beis Hamikdash. So the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is Pigam HaRatzon. U'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom Hispala Lefnei Hashem Yisborach Arboim Yoim. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Jews got involved in the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on the 18th of Tammuz, and he prayed to Hashem for 40 days. Vam Rabbi Seinu Zal, and the Gemara tells us, Sharboim Yoim Ho'emtsoyim Hoyu Bekas. that the middle 40 days, Hashem was very angry at us. We know there were three periods of 40 days. On Shavuos, right after Shavuos, Shavuos is on the 6th of Sivan, on the 7th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days to receive the Luchos. He came down on the 17th of Tammuz with the Luchos, saw that the people were engaged in idol worship, and smashed the Luchos. Then he went up to heaven on the 18th of Tammuz for another 40 days, came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul, saying that Hashem has not yet forgiven us. Hashem is angry at us. He's not forgiving us yet. Then on Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went back up for another 40 days, came down on Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei with the words, Solachti kedvorecho, that Hashem has forgiven us. So the Gemara says that those middle 40 days, there was still anger. Ki kas v'roiges hu hepech haratzin. Because anger is the opposite of goodwill, of ratzin. Ki heim pogmu baratzin kanal. Because we messed up the ratzin. By worshipping idols, through Yegel Azov, we messed up the ratzin. Aval al yedei ribui hatfilois v'haftzorois shel Moshe. However, as a result of the multitude of prayers and Moshe Rabbeinu begging Hashem, turning the world over on behalf of the Jewish people, al yedei ze nispayes lo Hashem yisborach, that caused Hashem to allow himself to be appeased, v'hofach horoiges l'rotzlin, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn around the anger of Hashem to appeasement, to goodwill. V'nisratzel Yisrael barboim yomim huachroinim. And during those last 40 days, Shehem Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Yom HaKippurim, that's when Hashem completely forgave us. V'al kein elu hayomim hem yemei rotzoin. And that's why those 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur are called Yemei Rotzoin, days of goodwill, of appeasement. Yemei Rotzoin Daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the words of the Gemara, look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch. They're called Yemei Rotzoin. That's the word, that's the magic word that Rav Nosson Zal just spent 20, 30 pages explaining how the whole Yiddishkeit is all about Rotzoin. Ki bohem meir harotzoin hoelyoin Bechol Shona Veshona Bechol Dor Vador. Because it's during those 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur that this great light of Ratzin shined for us then during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and so to every single year, including now, when those 40 days come around, that's when this light of Ratzin, of goodwill from Hashem, shines very brightly. Va'oz tzrichin lehizgaber beyoiser lahamshich alatzmoy retzoinois chazokim v'kisufim gedoilam Hashem yisborach. So what am I supposed to do during those 40 days? Exactly what should I be doing? Rav Nosson Zal says, I should be trying my best to turn up, to intensify my desire for Hashem, my desire for Torah, for tefillah, for mitzvahs, for Yiddishkeit. That's what I need. That's the work of those 40 days. There Yemei Ratzoin, when a Jew is supposed to work on his Ratzoin, on getting rid of his desires for nonsense, for foolishness, and moving, replacing the foolishness with Hashem, with Yiddishkeit, with Torah and mitzvahs. Val yedei ha-Ratzoin na'ase yira. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, in chapter 4, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this whole halacha is built on, that when the Ratzon is perfected, then we are zoche to Yira. Yira means respect, the proper respect, and the proper fear of Hashem. V'al kein elu hayomim nikroim yomim noiroim. And this is why those days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, are called days of Yira, days of awe, noira. Noira is another word for Yira. Shehem Elul v'aseres yemei tshuva ad Yom Kippur. This starts from the beginning of Elul and continues through Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days of tshuva till Yom Kippur. Ki oz ikar hizgalus oitzim hayira digdusha, Because it's during those 40 days that there's the greatest revelation of fear and respect for Hashem, which if a person wants to connect to that, that's the most opportune time in the year to connect to this year of Dikdusha. Shenim Sheches, which we draw upon us, Al Yidei Hizgalus HaRotzoin, through the revelation of Rotzoin, Shemizgale Oz B'Yoser, which is revealed during those 40 days more than other times during the year. Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on this in the next paragraph. Maybe we'll come to it. V'alkein noyagim kol Yisrael laharbois bitzdoko me'oid be'elu ayomim. And this is why Jews go extreme. They go big on charity during those 40 days. That more than any other time of the year, a person should try as much as possible to give as much charity and to perform as much charitable acts. We know that one example, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they sell the aliyahs in the shuls, and people bid numbers, major numbers, to donate major money to tzedakah during those periods of time, during these Yemei Ratzon, besides all kinds of other forms of charity, kaporas that we do. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei tzedakah, because as we saw earlier in this halacha, and as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likut Imran, the main tikkun of Ratzon is through charity. Because we said, how does a person show goodwill? If a person's willing to give money, how does a person show they want something? Person says, would you like to see a nice shul built in your neighborhood? Of course. Who wouldn't like to see a nice shul? Are you willing to donate to it? No. Are you willing to give any time, money? No. No thanks. So then you don't really want it. If a person wants something, if a person really wants something, they're ready to pay for it. They're ready to give money for it, or to give their soul for it, to give time, effort, whatever it takes. So tzedakah is one of the greatest expressions of ratzon, as we showed before. Kol nediv lev yevieho es trumas Hashem. When they were building the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, any person who has the goodwill in his heart will bring their contributions. Ki ikra kilkul ha'idei meitzach hanochosh, because the main destruction, the damage, was done through the meitzach hanochosh canal, as we saw before. Utzrichin achshav lahachnioi ulevatloi, and therefore we have to fight and defeat the meitzach hanochosh. Ve'ikar hachnos, so in Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, that the thing that's most powerful in defeating the Meitzach HaNochosh, hu al yidei tzedakah, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Al kein tzrichin oz bayomim hanoiroim laharbois me'oid b'tzedakah la'aniyim agunim. Therefore, during those awesome days, during those 40 days, a person has to try very, very hard to give a lot of tzedakah, laniyim hagunim, to worthy causes, to people who really deserve it, to people who really need it. Kedei lahachnia meitzach hanochosh, in order to defeat this meitzach hanochosh, kedei legalois heoras harotzoin, in order to reveal that light of rotzoin, kedei liskois leyira, so that we'll be zeichet to the real, real respect for Hashem, shehu ikar bechinas Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, which is what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are really all about. As we see in the Shmon Esrei that we see on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we ask, uvechein tein pachtecho Hashem alekeinu, Hashem, please give us your fear, instill us with fear and respect for you. That's what we daven for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That fear, that yira, is generated through ratzon, and the display of ratzon is the tzedakah. Paragraph Lamed Vov. V'zeh shenosnu hakadmoinim simen liyomim elu, and this is why the earlier rabbis give us a sign, a way to remember this and to know this very well, regarding these holy days, the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They quote a pasuk in Amos, chapter 3, pasuk Ches, where the pasuk says, "Arye shog mi lo yira." When the lion roars, which person is not afraid? And the rabbi is right that the word Arye, the Aleph stands for Elul, the Resh Hay stands for Rosh Hashanah, the Yud Hay stands for Yom HaKippurim, and the Hay itself stands for Hoshana Rabbah, which is the final day. That these letters, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, these are the days of awe, these major days of awe. When the lion is roaring, who is the lion? Hashem Kavyochel. Ki oz nisoirer yira gedoyla, because during those days, there is awakened, there is activated a great fear and respect for Hashem, for Torah, for Tzadikim, al yidei hizgalus harotzin kanal, because of the fact that there was a revelation of rotzin during those days. Vezehu arye shog, daiko. This is why it also says the lion roars, because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran that opposing the Ratzon of Kedusha, there are these wild animals, these lions and bears, that's how Rabbeinu Zal refers to them, which are the Apikursim. Ki yesh chayois rois hadorisim v'toyrfim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that there are these wild animals who tear and destroy. Shehem ho apikursim hakoifrim baratzon. These are the atheists, the scientists, the intelligentsia who do not believe in Hashem. Hakoifrim baratzon. They deny that everything is the will of Hashem. They deny hashkocha proti. Shehem bechinas. Rabbeinu Zal over there shows in the Likutei Moran that they correspond to the pasuk that says when Dovid HaMelech says ubo ho ari v'hadoiv, a lion and a bear came to fight with me. Shenemar b'maise Dovidim Goliath. That pasuk refers to Dovid HaMelech when he challenged Goliath. Kimavur bat Toiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'achshov b'yomim hanoiroim, and now on these days of awe, al yidei ribui hatzdoka, by Jews going way out in charity, zoichin lahachnia meitzach hanochosh, we are zoichet to defeat the top, the leadership of the sitrachra, which is called meitzach hanochosh, the Goliaths, ad shenizbatel ho eretz hora shel achayis rois, to the point where we're able to eliminate the evil poison of those wild animals, shehem hakoifrim, who are those who deny Hashem. Ve'oz nishapech lev hakoifrim meira letoiv. And as a result in getting rid of that poison, through that, those who originally denied Hashem, their hearts change from evil to good, at shekula moidim barotzin, to the point where everybody is forced to admit and to realize the will of Hashem, that everything going on is only the will of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, at the end of that chapter, chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Al Maima Rabbeinu Zal, when Rabbeinu Zal is explaining the words of the Gemara over there, where it says, Havot Tzipri Malichi Badon, that we had these salted birds, we had these birds which we had salted, pickled, to be able to hold on to the meat for a long time, Porchaluhu, and they flew off. Rabbeinu Zal, in explaining that Gemara over there, says, She'oison shehoyu nevoichim batchila batoz shel apikursim, those who were originally perplexed and caught up in the mistakes of the deniers of Hashem, those who were following the philosophers and those people who didn't believe in Hashem, did not believe in Hashkocha Proti, Porchu, they flew out of the coop. V'yotzu mitusam, they were able to leave their mistaken beliefs, alidei goydel hizgalus harotzoim, through a revelation, through a great revelation of rotzoim. V'oz nishapchin achayos rois, shema koifrim, mehefech al hefech. And then those wild animals, those philosophers, those who tear, who shred Jews, they shred the religion, the religiousness of the Jews. Those who deniers, then get turned around completely, mehefech el hefech. Ki ma shebetchila hayu shoyagim bekoilam keneged haratzayim, where originally these people were screaming against faith in Hashem, shenizgala biyontav, against the ratzayim which is revealed on the Jewish holidays, ki hayu shoyagim besvarasam hamuteis, because they were screaming, they were proclaiming their mistaken beliefs. They deny the fact that everything is the will of Hashem. V'achshav, now that they're defeated, nishapchu, they turn around completely, at shehein biatzmom shoyagim v'koyrim hizgalus haratzon, to the point where they become those who promote Hashem, who promote faith in Hashem, faith in the ratzon of Hashem. Which promotes fear and respect for Hashem. And we see this during our times. We see that some of the greatest leaders in the tshuva movement, people who are being in kiruv and outreach, are people who were former television stars in Israeli television, where the thing they did was strongest was made fun of religion and fun of religious people. These people, many of them, have turned around and become leaders of the tshuva movement, where they're using their charisma and their influence and their power to bring people close to Hashem, the exact opposite of what they did earlier in their careers. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Arye shoeg mi lo yira, the lion roars, who is not afraid? Sheho ari biatzmoi, the lion who earlier was used as the symbol of the philosophers, those who deny Hashem, those wild animals who tear the Jewish lambs, who tear Jews away from their Yiddishkeit, those same ones, hashoegim keneged haratzon, who at first were screaming denial of the will of Hashem, bechinas ubo ho'ari v'adoiv, like David HaMelech said, the lion and the bear came, v'yachshov nishapech, and now things turn around completely, ad sheho'ari biatzmoi, to the point where the lion himself, shehu bechinas hachayos rois, these wild animals, bechinas hakoifrim, those who originally denied Hashem completely, heim biatzmon shoyagim u'machriz nesarotzoin, they're the ones who are screaming and declaring and proclaiming that everything is the will of Hashem. Umoidim biatzmam, and they themselves are the ones who inform the people, shehakoil b'ritzoni yisborach levad, that everything in the world is only an expression of Hashem's will. Shaydezeh na seyira, this generates respect and fear of Hashem. Bechinas arye shog mi lo yira, which person is not filled with fear when he sees the leaders of the Sitra Achra, the leading atheists, converting and becoming religious people. Those people who before were the leaders of making fun of Yiddishkeit, them becoming religious. V'oz nizgale oitzim hayira b'Rosh Hashanah. And when does this great fear and respect for Hashem revealed most? On Rosh Hashanah. Shehu b'chinas pachad Yitzchok, which corresponds to the fear and awe of Yitzchok Avinu. On Rosh Hashanah we blow the b'chinas, as the pasuk says, Hayitoka shofar b'ir, va'am lo yechrodu, can a shofar be blown in a city, and the people will not tremble? So we see that when the shofar is being blown, it's something that instills fear and trembling into those that hear it. Shekol ze zoichin alidei hizgalus horotzon shenizgalos. How does that fear come about? Through the revelation of rotzon that's revealed during those days from Rosh Chodesh Elul on. Ki hem yemei rotzon kanal, because the Torah tells us that these are days of goodwill, of appeasement. And Rabbeinu Zal shows us in Likud Imran that when there's a revelation of rotzon, that instills yira. Ubeyoyim hakipurim, and on Yom Kippur, oz hu gemar v'soifar boim yemei rotzon. We'll hold it over here maybe. We'll continue from here in the next shir. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now what Yom Kippur is all about, and he's also going to go back and explain how even during those middle 40 days, once we finish Tisha B'Av, we're already on the other side of the fence to a degree. We'll continue in the next shiur, Mitzvah Shem.